Coloratura, or florid singing, plays a large part in our artists' performances. We spoke with our Cinderella, Dandini, and Don Ramiro, Isabel Leonard, Vito Priante, and Lawrence Brownlee about this exhilarating but hugely demanding way of singing.
You know, as a singer, coloratura can either be a lot of fun some days or a big pain on other days. You know, everything is a technique. It's like learning how to jump over hurdles. There's a right way and a wrong way. And coloratura is kind of the same. But, you know, when it is right, it's just fun and it's very expressive. And it's like listening to an awesome R&B singer riff, you know, or listening to Ella Fitzgerald scat. It's something that comes naturally. It's something that is in tandem with a feeling of the music at the time. And it should be very much a part of the piece. You know, it shouldn't stick out like this sort of random run of notes. It should have some sort of a meaning behind it.
It's always a bit tricky about coloratura because when I get asked, oh, I sing my coloratura, and sometimes people ask me to teach them how to sing the coloratura. I know, I think everyone has to find his own way. It's not exactly easy. Some people have this gift, so they just sing coloratura as fast as they can, and it works. Some other people have to work really hard to find it inside.
I've learned over the years by hearing great artists that I admire so much that it's about making something that is so difficult sound easy, but doing it with grace. So, yes, you can sing all the notes and they can all be there, but it could sound like you're working, or it's effort, or it's not fun, or it's not spontaneous. So for me, I always try to sing it in a way that even though it's difficult, like people who are great pianists and great jazz saxophonists or great instrumentalists, you hear them do something that is difficult, but there is a phrase, there is an idea, there is a shaping of the ideas and the musicality. That's what I always try to think. I want to be an artist. An artist is different than someone who just sings. Someone who just sings is just a singer, but an artist, I think, is much better than just a singer.
Freddo timore, dentro del mio cuore stanno a pugnar. Dolce speranza, freddo timore, dentro del mio cuore stanno a pugnar. Domanderemo,
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 domanderemo.
Amore, amore, manda a guidar. Coleremo,
coleremo,
domanderemo,
domanderemo.
Amore, amore, manda a guidar.
Amore,
amore, manda a guidar.
Those comments came from Isabel Leonard, Vito Priante, and Lawrence Brownlee. The performances you heard in that montage were by three renowned Rossini singers of several decades ago, Teresa Berganza, Renato Capecchi, and Luigi Alva.
That idea of coloratura singing rapidly, is so important to this bel canto and Rossini repertoire in particular.
It's everywhere, and you really do have to make it musical. Those three singers are so correct in that it has to have its own emotional qualities, even if you're moving your voice fast and across a huge range. I mean, yes, it's technically difficult, but if it isn't expressive, it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly, and as Lawrence said, I think so well, that it's not just a singer. It can be very impressive to hear someone doing that, but then to make music out of it, to add character to it, to make it sound effortless, that's when the real artistry comes in.
And to make it stylish, I mean, Handel coloratura is different from Rossini coloratura, which is different from coloratura that you might find in Mozart or some of the other bel canto composers. I mean, it's a very wide range of style that you have to deal with in coloratura singing.
And how lucky are we tonight to have these singers that excel, every one of them, in their artistry of coloratura.